This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. I almost went raise the roof. I'm not going to do that. I almost went raise the roof. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, when Obama was president, I had a fear that we were going to have something happen in Connecticut or New York, when the closest we came to it was the Bundy Ranch, and where, you know, we civilians were facing down the federal government. We found out how that works. The federal government, yeah, all of you gun grabbers that are out there saying, well, you can't fight a tank, you can't fight a helicopter, you can't fight a nuclear weapon. I wouldn't have to face that. No, I wouldn't have to face that. Most are not going to actually come out against us. Facing the Bureau of Land Management, which was the, you know, I noticed, for example, that the Marines, there was no Marine and amphibious group there to back up BLM. So, you know, isn't it interesting that Black Lives Matter and Bureau of Land Management have the same initials? Have you ever thought about that? Anyway, I talked about this pilgrim, David Scharfenberg, an ideas writer for the Boston Globe. You know, despite all of these reassurances that we get, listen, I'm for the Second Amendment. No one wants to take your gun. And yet, some of you on that side are you're constantly floating that idea out there. You constantly discuss gun confiscation. I'm going to give you a monologue on gun confiscation. Now, Scharfenberg has said what a lot of the gun grabbers want to say, but they're not going to say, because they know that if they were to go this route, they know exactly what I'm about to tell you. He had an article, hand over your weapons. He chided Hillary Clinton for leaving out the mandatory aspect of the buyback for some 650,000 weapons, which I just told you how well that one worked. In Australia, and admits that Obama's praise for that program was code for his support of using the force of law to take guns away from their legal owners. There's a problem with that one, too. In his view, the number of guns in private hands is the problem, and reducing the number is the solution. But, you know, we get told time and time again, no one is coming for your gun. And it's refreshing to have some honesty from someone who doesn't like to curtail the rights of, you know, fellow citizens. This doesn't make me more likely to agree to any of their proposals, and his arguments in favor don't either. Scharfenberg cites former Australian Prime Minister John Howard as someone who had the political courage to take guns away from the supporters of his coalition. No, he had the wind at his back, or so he thought, and it actually worked for him. Obama tried that. After Sandy Hook, he thought he had the wind. He had his Howard moment, and it didn't work out. And then he had a little hissy fit in the Rose Garden. Remember that one? Howard boasted in the New York Times several years ago that Australia, correctly in my view, does not have a Bill of Rights. So our legislatures have more say than America's over many issues of individual rights, and our courts have less control. Also, we have no constitutional right to bear arms. Oh, how refreshing of you to come out and admit that in the open air of all places and get it recorded. Apparently, the Australian gun banners have had an attack of honesty for a while now. Rarely will you see a clear statement against rights or a clear reason to be glad that in this country we decided to protect our rights. It's true to say that there have been no mass shootings in Australia since the 1997 laws were enacted. There were none prior to 1996 either, all the way back. Just the one. I care about how many lives are taken in a given year, not in one incident. Of course, if the one incident is happening in front of me and I can disrupt it, oh, yeah, I'll disrupt it. I'll disrupt it hard. I'll disrupt it with a couple in the melon. Yeah, I'll disrupt it. But if it's, if we're out there and we're just talking policy, well, we're going to let one incident do it? The homicide in Australia has been constant. It was constant over the 20th century, rising with the rest of the world in the 60s and then starting to decline in the mid-80s. And that leveled out in the 2000s, and while gun homicides did fall, murders switched to knives. So which would you rather be, stabbed or shot? You can decide. We're Australia, gosh darn it. But in the view of gun control advocates, at least people aren't being shot as often. So that's good. Being stabbed is not as bad. Unless you've been stabbed, I guess. Another thing that I rarely see in arguments in favor of gun confiscation is an acknowledgement of how hard such a program would be to carry out. Let me explain to you what would happen in that event. Now, Mackenzie, they're saying in the chat room that I've got that there's no audio show stop, is the question they're asking me. Let me type in there that no, it hasn't. Hang on. I have a chat room here, and it's got hooked up to the GCN audio, and they're saying the audio has stopped coming over the internet. Can you take again? I brought to that. Anyway, trying to confiscate guns would be a very hard program to follow. Scharfenberg tells the truth on that. Part of the problem is the sheer scale of the enterprise, an operation on par with the Australian buyback. Claiming one-fifth of American guns would mean tens of thousands of police officers collecting some 60 million guns. You're wrong. It would be about 120. And it is on some level simply unimaginable. It is also unimaginable because you threw the cops under the bus, you and your type, Scharfenberg, you did. And the other part is that there's one cop for every 19,000 of us. It's already pretty dangerous to be a law enforcement officer today. Do you think going out there and actually what it amounts to is doing something ex post facto, where what was legal today, what was what was constitutional today, what was okay to own today, tomorrow isn't? Do you think that's just going to play and we're just going to say, oh, well, okay? Because I can tell you right now, it's not. It is not. The idea of sending law enforcement officers looking for guns that are not registered in many cases have changed hands many times. Even for Mr. Scharfenberg, his courage fails at that point. After saying that confiscation is necessary, he comes up with a first step that he hopes will be easier, taking guns away from people who are accused by their friends and relations of being unstable, which is, once again, the gun violence restraining order or whatever you want to call that, which is the elimination of due process, which happens all the time if you're accused of something sexual. So, if you're going after my rights, you might as well attack a bunch of them, due process especially. But in America, the Second Amendment isn't the only protection of rights. Scharfenberg and people like him should read more of the Bill of Rights, though he hasn't had a great deal of reading comprehension successful so far. The document gets in the way of people like him, just as the founders of our country intended. They also intended, one other thing they intended to get in the way, is if they looked at the document and said it is a pittance, then guess who gets in their way? Everybody who has the courage to fight. I'm going to tell you the problem with that. The problem with that is when you've got 20 million, 20 some odd million veterans walking around on the in the United States today, most of them from the sandbox. Anybody my age, a little older than me, and down, I don't think we would have an issue mobilizing and coming back. And when you've faced death already, do you think you're going to be afraid of it again? Do you think just because you haven't been there before, you'll be afraid of it the next time? Oh, no. Some people actually develop a taste for combat. That's a big issue for the gun grabbers. What tastes have you cultivated? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
TWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I often wonder if I like this because I am in my midlife. Or would I begin? Where am I at in the mid-50s? What part? Because I'm now considered a senior citizen by Denny's. I get the discount there. I don't know. But I try very hard not to have a midlife crisis. I actually, I guess my midlife crisis would probably be have to do with shooting video, because I really love doing that. I have no desire to have a topless car or a sports car, because those are awfully low to the ground, and they make your knees bend. I don't like my knees bending. But anyway, I often like me some Faith No More, so I just thought I'd explain that just because I wanted to. I hope everybody's okay with that. Now then, let's talk about Dianne Fine Frankenstein's assault weapon ban. She put the text out last week, and it is simply not a copy and paste rerun of the failed Clinton-era assault rifle ban language. It's worse. It's exactly as we thought it would be. In their first four pages, they banned the Glock 17. 70% of law enforcement carries Glocks. It is a gun that's commonly used for shooting sports and personal self-defense by hundreds of thousands, if not tens of millions of Americans. Much to my chagrin, I have carried them. Pretty good gun. She wants to ban them. And so, yeah, one of the most reliable, commonly used, simple weapons from one of the most popular firearms manufacturers in the world is on the chopping block. But it's not just the Glock 17. Oh, no. The Beretta 792, the CZ75, the AGK VP70 would also be forbidden. Even the Luger PO8 would be out. Why, you ask? Because they're not assault rifles. Well, among the many things the bill prohibits, from the CZ Scorpion pistol, which is somehow defined as an AK, to the jihad it wages against barrel shrouds that keep people from injuring themselves, the senior senator from California with a K wants to ban any semi-automatic version of an automatic firearm. That means that if a manufacturer ever made a fully automatic version of a semi-automatic pistol, like in the case of the Glock, Glock 17, well, they have the Glock 18. That was a fully automatic weapon. The semi-auto gun would be verboten. Feinstein's bill, if passed, would classify these guns as semi-automatic. Semi-automatic assault weapons. And therefore, it would outlaw them. Let's have assault pencils, too. I mean, let's have assault rolling pins. Let's get anything out there that can be used. What about those mixers? Ooh. You can get that, like the KitchenAid mixer that just sits there and spins on itself. That could be a semi-automatic, too. And assault. Now, for some, they're saying this is not a serious bill. This isn't intended to generate a conversation leading to an acceptable compromise. This is virtue signaling. This is kabuki theater for the anti-gun base. Written by a legislative staff who view the Bill of Rights with utter contempt, and they know how to look at the Gun Digest for 2018 and see all the pictures. And they've done a little research now, and they realize there's fully automatic weapons that are pistols as well. And they laugh in the face of the Supreme Court precedent concerning commonly used firearms. To the civilian disarmament people who might be listening to this, and you know who you are, if you ever wonder why we fight you on every single issue, in every forum, on every two-bit propaganda show, including mine, if you want to call it that. If you wonder why rifles like the AR-15 and the AK-47 have proliferated in the hands of civilians to an amazing degree in the past 10 years. Some of these civilians, by the way, are military veterans. Yes, that's right. And if you want to know why we burst into laughter every time one of your acolytes in the legacy media parrots the falsehood, no one's coming for your guns, that's why. All this bad faith, ignorance, and contempt for the Bill of Rights, enshrined by Fine Frankenstein's latest 123-page abomination of a bill, that's why. The other part that... See, here's the problem. With all of her stuff that she has, with everything Feinstein writes, what she does is she does this grandfather clause. Because it would be technically impossible. It would be a logistical nightmare scenario for them to try to get every semi-automatic gun off the street today. A nightmare. And just run the numbers if you want to. You know, back during Obama's, and let me give you a little, I've said this before, during Obama's reign, if you will, Special Forces, the Special Forces Association, wrote him a letter saying, if you go after the Second Amendment, we'll get operational. I could foresee a whole bunch of units in the military just upping and just going rogue, taking everything they got, sending little emails to the Pentagon. Dear General, once again, you have gone the political way. I resign my commission. All of my buddy men are coming with me, so is all of our equipment. Hugs and kisses. You'll be seeing me soon. Just to get that pucker factor there, you know what I'm saying? That scenario, I don't really think is that far off. I would hope that in the instant, you know, first of all, none of that would get signed, no matter what you think about Trump. And everybody's out there, well, you know, 2 years ago, Trump was a Democrat. So was Roy Moore. When they were doing all of their stuff with women, it was a Democrat. It was a Democrat. They were Democrats. It's always Democrats. Well, hey. 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 Here's the problem. What you're describing is just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Never going to happen. Not in this world, not in anyone you're going to have. The grandfathering, you're trying to kick the can down the road. This is what you do. That's what they do. That's what they do. They did it with the budget. They do it with everything. They legislate something that they don't expect to take effect until they're dead. And then, you know, they sit back and say, good for me. You just got to read between their lines and say no. You can say it with expletives. I can't say it with that. I would love to say it with expletives, but you know what? I'm not going to. I got my new man, McKenzie, running the helm right now. I'm not going to cause him to jump through those hoops. We'll just play it the polite way, shall we? We can play it the polite, verbally anyway, right? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have often found our former Vice President Joe Double-Barreled Shotgun Biden to be quite the congenial type guy. I'm sure the wives of all of the cabinet members that he's gotten, you know, these basically pawed on stage in front of a TV. I've seen women look like they would rather be crawling out of their skin when he comes upon them. He'll come up behind them, get in there, you know, get on their back and, you know, get to put his face in their neck and be whispering. And who knows what they're, and, you know, and all these guys, listen, dudes, I don't get you. I don't get you. I would have punched Joe Biden right in the middle of his Donny Osmond grill. I mean, I would have popped him, and those really impressive teeth that I envy so much, they would have been a shambles. And that's when we can't hear what he's saying. Because, see, now Joe Biden has said something stupid again. It would, you know, it would be so much better if he would just sit back, and he seemed like a reasonable man and all this other stuff, and then when he opens his mouth and he's just so dumb. He's always suffered from diarrhea of the mouth. It's his lifelong issue. But this time it's rather unsettling because he was talking about Sutherland, Texas, where Devin Kelly murdered 26 people and wounded 20 more. Devin Kelly was a very disturbed individual. If you... You know you're disturbed. Let's do a little Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck. You might be disturbed if you think it's sport to fracture your child's head. You might be disturbed if you think that it's okay to beat your wife until the cops come and haul you off and stick you in the stockade for a year and you get out and then you're dishonorably discharged. You might be disturbed. You might be disturbed if you think it's a smoking hot idea to go kill a bunch of people who are just praying. You might be disturbed. When that disturbed individual presents himself, whether he is a military veteran, whether he is not a military veteran, a Salvation Army veteran, a veteran of the Hare Krishnas, whatever he may have been, when they get out there and they pull a weapon and they start killing innocent people, all bets are off at that particular point. This is when a good law-abiding citizen should pull up, like Mr. Williper did, and blow the guy out of his socks. Shoot him right in between the plates, pop him one good shot, to where his only, you know, dude had the infantry capability of a Cub Scout. He dropped his weapon and ran to his car. He didn't even have a firefight with the guy who could fight back. I'm sure they exchanged a little gunfire till he got popped. But then he got popped, and then he was on the run. And then another guy pulls up, and this guy runs, you know, Mr. Williford runs up and says, "This guy just shot the church." And he says, "Get in." And they go, and they're chasing a spree shooter. Now, everybody's sitting there going, "Hell yeah, Bill." Listen, that's not easily done. That's not something for the meat, you know, for the weak of heart or anything. The fact that he passed a background check is astounding to me still. It's astounding. That tells me right now the NICS system may be a good system, but the people who report to it sort of, I don't know, suck. Now, Mr. Williford, Stephen Williford, he lived near the church. His daughter alerted him to the gunshots. He didn't have time to put on his shoes. He ran out to the street barefoot with his AR-15, and he engaged Kelly. Mr. Williford, not a military member, but he is a former NRA instructor. But all of that was glossed over by machine gun mouth Joe Biden. He got out there. he was on the Today Show on a town hall event last Monday, and a woman asked the former vice president how the Democratic anti-gun agenda would be justified since Williford, a legal gun owner, a good guy with a gun, stopped the carnage from being more extensive in Texas. Biden said that Williford shouldn't have been carrying the weapon he was carrying because he's for a so-called assault weapon ban. Now, picture in your mind, crowd asks Biden, "How do you justify Democratic view on gun control when Texas shooter was stopped by a man who has fully licensed to carry a gun?" Well, Biden at that point started to talk more broadly about the need for gun control. And he said, first of all, the kind of gun he was carrying, he shouldn't be carrying. And he then mentioned a gun control law that he had introduced while in the Senate. Number two, it's just rational to say certain people shouldn't have guns. And now the fact that some people with guns are legally able to acquire a gun. Now that some people with guns are legally able. I can't write that. I could not have written that. Now, I'm quoting the former vice president of the United States. All of you that think you can't aspire to be something better, pay attention to this part. I'm going to quote the former vice president of the United States. "Now the fact that some people with guns are legally able to acquire a gun and they turn out to be crazy after the fact, that's life." Actually, there's a little bit of accuracy to that, because in California you have a 10-day wait whether you have no guns or 20. You still got to wait 10 days, and they're out there saying, "Well, this is to so you'll cool off and not use it to wow, that was real loud. Did you hear that, Mackenzie? Hope I can still make babies. That was very loud. Anyway. The law he was touting was his answer was the 1994 assault weapons ban. It was part of an omnibus crime bill signed into law by Bill Clinton. It did nothing to reduce gun crime, and shotguns and rifles, not, you know, they're just not used in crime that much there, Joe. And leftists just find the AR-15 scary. We could debate it, but it's pretty dumb. Women love the AR-15. Children love the AR-15. Why can't you leftists at least not be afraid of it? I mean, I could have a little respect for it if you would just sit up there and stop crying. You know, what was that guy? Gersh Kuntzman. That's him. He got out there. He's the one that went, you know, the journalist that said, "I will go out into the wild with the great unwashed and shoot the AR-15. And he got out there and fired it three times. He's like, "Oh, this is so scary. I'm having PTSD. when you're sitting there and something just happened and you're saying you're having PTSD, Gersh, you obviously don't understand the nature of post-traumatic stress. Do you? Anyway. Also, Joe, you and your boss were in power for 8 years. If you guys had updated the NICS properly, if the NICS kept up with the times, you know, if it kept up with technology, you know, I now have an app on my phone that can determine whether or not it's a spam phone call. And I haven't gotten spam phone calls for 2 days. It's been great. But with the NICS, it can't work. Can't work. Nope, because we don't update it. That shooting could have been prevented if the NICS worked properly. And leaving out the caliber round it fires, the AR-15 operates no differently than any other weapon on the civilian market. As a matter of fact, it is the desire. The reason we have the M16M4 is because it takes more people to take care of a wounded guy than it does a dead guy. With a wounded guy, you want him to keep him from being a dead guy. So when we shoot and wound one of those guys, then they have to devote about 6 or 7 people to him. Versus a dead guy where they all just sit there and go, you know, they cry and they pull their little, you know, shemags down over their face and wipe their tears. And then they scream, Allahu Akbar, pop out of the foxhole. And, oh my, isn't that fun for the, whoever may be facing him? But, you know, that, you get my point. You get my point. Mr. Williford is a hero. Mr. Vice President, whether you like it or not, the guns are legal, whether you like it or not. The Constitution will be enforced, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter. I sort of hope you run. I hope you run. I hope Hillary runs. Let O'Malley run. Maybe Soros could run. Oh, wouldn't that be great? We'd be looking at a combined total in age of about 1,000 years old on the Democratic, all of the Democratic wannabes. You know what? I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Sometimes it seems like my life is one constant mathematical equation where I'm constantly adding to it. Sort of a goodwill hunting for the disturbed, if you will. Me being the disturbed one. One thing I keep adding to is this proposition. See, I know gun control is not about controlling guns. I know that right this minute. I know it. I know gun control is not about public safety. I know that as well. Let's throw something else into it. Now, right now, no matter what you may think about him, one thing Jeff Sessions is doing is that in the federal law, where they're prosecuting federal lawbreakers when it comes to gun purchasing, you know, illegal persons, prohibited persons, they are doing more. They probably are going to do more this year, in their first year, than the Obama administration did in the entirety of, you know, the 8 years that he held power. That's because on his watch, right, each year, more than 100,000 convicted felons or other prohibited persons try to buy guns each year during President Barack Obama's administration by lying on their 4473. And the DOJ, under the direction of first Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch, only considered prosecuting about 30 to 40 people each year. So when I say that they probably will do more this year, in the first year of the Trump administration, I have no idea what the numbers are, but you can see what it is. All they got to do is, more than 360 prosecutions. And when you got 100,000 convicted felons trying to buy guns, you would think that you can get 361 prosecutions, right? The Obama administration, of course, publicly aligned themselves with anti-gun activists. But they turned a blind eye to prosecute known criminals who tried to buy guns. Now, let's ask ourselves, why? Why would that happen? Why would we... It's almost like that it's okay to be a criminal because criminals commit crimes, which are good for business because you never let a crisis go to waste. And on the other hand, we would push for gun control because we have to disarm the law-abiding because they're going to be the law-abiding anyway. And if we disarm the law-abiding, well, we can push for bigger things because we know Obamacare is going to fail. We can have single payer. We can have this. We can have that. You get the picture. So it's almost like we were being herded, isn't it? Now, the Obama administration's harshest critics are gun manufacturers themselves. Larry Keene, Lawrence Keene, the senior vice president of the NSSF, he said people could do what is called lie and buy. But very infrequently, if anyone was prosecuted, what's the point of making a crime if you don't enforce it? It's a long-standing problem, and it was certainly true over the last 8 years where the DOJ did not prosecute people. Daniel D. Roberts, who in 2009 was named assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division, confirmed that more than 100,000 criminals each year attempted to buy guns, even though they have rap sheets. And he said, when I was there, it was running around 100,000 a year from firearm purchasers that tried to go through and buy guns. I think it's more than 100,000 now. That should trigger a referral to the ATF or investigation for lying on the forms. 2 of every 10 gun denials referred to the ATF was sent to field offices for prosecution. 8 of 10 never faced prosecution, according to a report. Roberts ran the FBI's NICS checks. That's the main tool that they use. You know, the one they don't report to. Nobody reports to that one. That one there. Now, he left the Bureau only last year, Mr. Roberts did. And Dave Workman, a senior editor at GunMag.com, a publication owned by the Second Amendment Foundation, claims the Obama administration simply didn't want to spend the money to prosecute people who lied on their Form 4473. I like Dave. I've met him. I like him. I find that a little dubious. I don't think it's because they didn't want to spend the money. That makes it sound like it was a budgetary thing. We're talking about politicians, Dave. Come on, brother. Do that. Extend for me, could you? I mean, there's never been anything they didn't want to spend money on. But he told the Daily Caller News Foundation the Justice Department didn't want to spend the money or interest or time to prosecute the key people who lied on their 4473. Now, this is a position that an IG report bears out through an observation, stating prosecuting those who lied on their applications was not the best use of department resources. Okay, let's go with that proposition, okay? But let's just go with that proposition just for, I don't know, you know what it is and giggles. So somebody breaks the law. They're trying to buy a weapon. They're a convicted felon. They're not supposed to have a gun. It is a felony for them to have a gun. And they're trying to buy a gun. And they're committing a felony. And they're a convicted felon. And recidivism being as high as it is. So they're trying to buy a gun. I'm pretty sure they're not going to join the IDPA or the Glock Shooting Foundation or whatever. They're probably going to commit a crime, aren't they? Why wouldn't we think that's a good way to spend Department of Justice resources? If we don't have the manpower to track that or to deal with that, why wouldn't we start another little program? Because we always love to start these little programs, don't we? And have to give out block grants and all this other stuff. Why wouldn't we do that? Prosecutors hold the view that prosecuting subjects for false statements on a firearm application, absent other aggravating circumstances, may not be the best use of department resources. Therefore, on my next 4473, I'm going to say I am Hispanic, that I'm not an American citizen. I'm going to self-identify as a potted plant. I'm going to say that I'm also a female potted plant and that I was born, I don't know, sometime B.C. I'm just going to lie, because prosecuting subjects for false statements on a firearm application, absent other aggravating circumstances, may not be the best use of department resources. So I have no criminal record. I have no other extenuating, aggravating circumstances. See, I can play their stupid game, too. You can, too. Keene said it has a deterrent effect to others that there are consequences engaging in that conduct. Yeah. If you actually do something with it. When was the last... Does anybody out there know somebody that went to jail, got prosecuted, got fined, got in trouble for lying on a Form 4473? I have never met one. I know a gun dealer who had somebody that he knew was lying on the form 4473. He called the ATF. He called the cops. And neither one of them were willing to come and sit there and watch that happen. And I apologize for being congested. Even the pro-gun control advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety, where there's illegal mayors or whatever they call themselves, lamented the lack of Obama prosecutions. So, who was it? What do they say? It's a federal crime for felons and other prohibited gun purchasers to attempt to buy a gun. The U.S. Department of Justice, however, has not been prosecuting people who fail background checks at licensed gun dealers. I don't think failing it is the trigger. I think if it does not come back as a false negative, that should be the trigger. Failing it happens all the time. Failing it happens all the time. Teddy Kennedy was on, you know, the line of the Senate. He was on the no-fly list. How many times? Five. So failing it shouldn't be it. If it stands up, if it turns out that you are prohibited, well, okay, now we go look. Then there's the Brady campaign. Avery Gardner, the co-president of the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence, told the DCNF those who lie on their background check application should be prosecuted. They're subverting decades-old federal law that keeps guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Well, Avery, that's stupidity. Your law doesn't keep the guns out of hands of stupid people or out of illegal people or dangerous people. Your law keeps nothing out of anybody's hands. So, it just seems to me that if you're going to have a law and somebody runs afoul of that law, that then there's a consequence for it. And if there is no consequence for it, what are we talking about? Why have the law? What are these people doing? I don't know what they're doing. More importantly, they don't either. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.